Now, our last Old Testament prophet who actually wrote a book was Malachi. And he probably preached 40 to 50 years after these first two prophets. Nobody's exactly sure when it was. But his message was to live out the kingdom life because the king is coming. He called out the people for failing to live up to the demands of the kingdom. They were playing at it. They weren't really living out the kingdom in their lives. So I have chosen a mask to be our icon for Malachi because they were hypocritical. They said they were living for God, but their lives did not show it. It was very similar to Micah's message in a way. It wasn't real. They were hypocritical. They were wearing their mask. Malachi told them to examine their lives for religious hypocrisy instead of God's righteousness. Examine your life. There's religious hypocrisy. This is not God's righteousness being lived out in your life. And as you read, you may have noticed the pattern of the book of Malachi. Over and over, God accused them of something, and they always came back with a question. What? How? When? No. They were arguing with God. We didn't do those things. We're not doing those things. We're not responsible for that. I've listed all of this question, the verses where they're found on your handout. These are not the kinds of questions that we saw in Habakkuk a few weeks ago, where in humility he went before a God that he believed in and lived for and asked him questions. These are people asking questions to deny their own responsibility, to continue to wear masks despite their hypocrisy. Look at Malachi 2:13-16. We're only going to read one of these passages, but it exemplifies what they were doing. You also do this, and God is going to accuse them of something, and they're going to come back with a question. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears as you weep and groan because he no longer pays any attention to the offering or accepts it favorably from you. So they're crying and they're going, why aren't you listening to our prayers, God? We're bringing you all these offerings. We're doing all the religious stuff. Yet you ask why. The Lord is testifying against you on behalf of the wife you married when you were young, to whom you have become unfaithful, even though she's your companion and wife by law. No one who has even a small portion of the Spirit in him does this. What did our ancestor do when seeking a child from God? Be attentive then to your own spirit, for one should not be disloyal to the wife he took in his youth. I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel, and the one who is guilty of violence, says the Sovereign Lord. Pay attention to your conscience and do not be unfaithful. Their hearts and lives were not about God's kingdom. They were about what they wanted to do. They thought that bringing an outward show of the correct religious ritual was all that they had to do, that they could hide what was in their hearts and lives behind a mask of religious participation. Now notice here that their problem was they were being unfaithful to their wives. These were their Jewish wives that they had taken early in their lives, and they decided to divorce them and take other wives, and God said, I hate that. Don't do that. But notice that he parallels that. He said, it's as bad as violence. I hate them both. And I just, as sort of an aside, I want to say this. I have heard men use the part about I hate divorce to keep their wives around so they can continue to hit them. God says, I hate violence against them just as much. Divorce is the same as abuse against your wife. So just know God hates that. And if you ever find yourself in that situation, don't fall for the lie that it's okay with God to be treated that way, and get some help for somebody who would treat you that way. God hates it. He hates divorce, but he hates violence against us as well. Now, this is only one example in Malachi of how the people were wearing masks. They were doing the religious thing, but their lives were very, very different. We've got to check our own lives for religious hypocrisy, ladies. It's real easy for us to come to Bible study and say all the right words and quote the scripture, show up at church on Sunday morning, give a lot of money, and we're hiding what's really going on in our lives, where we're really not living out what God wants us to live out. And so we have to check our own lives for religious hypocrisy as well. You know, all the prophets have really called us to live out what we claim to believe. That's been one of those themes that we've just seen over and over and over. You claim to believe this, you claim to be God's people, and you need to live it out. And I hope that as we've gone through this, that the prophets have spoken to you. It's amazing how words written thousands of years ago still speak to us today and how God's word is alive. Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll have our announcements. Father, we thank you that your word is alive and it does speak to us. We face the same kind of issues that the people way back in the Old Testament did. We live in a hostile environment and we have these great promises, but sometimes it just seems like they're never going to happen. And we lose hope and we lose faith that the King will really come and right all wrongs and dispense justice and rule and reign. So, Father, tonight I just pray that this will be an encouragement to each of us to trust in you and to look forward to that day and to expect the King to come and to live in light of that. In Jesus' name, amen.